Welcome back to Zlatý, second podcast today. We will discuss probably the most insane performance in February on Jebel Hafid. Yeah, Remco Evenepoel did one of the greatest cycling performances of all time. He almost hit the pink trend line, which is for top 25 all-time performances. Yeah, and usually riders like peak in July, but Remco still probably is overweight a little bit. And before the race, he said he's at 90%, I think. So yeah,
and three
it's
kilogram
a good start.
Over his race weight.
Okay, did he said that? That he's
yeah,
three
yeah.
Oh
he
my
said
fucking
that.
God! Oh my God!
So Remco today did 6.78 watts per kilogram for 26 minutes and 2 seconds on the Hafid climb. He wasn't even the fastest rider, but he had Yates in the draft for a lot of the time. So Yates was even faster, but he did less watts per kilogram. He broke the record. Yates, Remco was also faster than the previous record from 2021. And Yates did 6.72 watts per kilogram, gained 10 seconds, but was already over a minute behind in GC because of the crosswinds on stage one. He did 6.72. So yeah, both crazy performance. And as you said, if Remco doesn't lose any watts and loses 3 kilogram, then he would do 7.1.
How high it would be? Let's see. Oh my fucking God! It's like, it's so high. Like it's even so high compared to the top 25 all time trend line. It would be
like it's probably
Pantani-esque.
It's probably not realistic that he loses no watts and 3 kilogram, but he will definitely improve by quite a margin because he still has done a proper altitude camp. Like he has been a bit at altitude in San Juan before, but it wasn't like a real altitude camp. And he will do, I think I heard he's going to tie the next before the Catalunya, Volta Catalunya, which he'll ride.
And Catalunya, there will be JY and Primož Roglič, Juan Ayuso. We might see like
Geraint Thomas as well.
Insane,
so top Giro guys.
We might see like the greatest performance in 21st century, probably there. By pure watts per kilo standards, Laporte. Yeah, that climb
yeah,
is perfect.
Laporte, pretty good climb for watts per kilogram performances. We had that in 2017 as well when Valverde did one of his best ever performances, 6.6 watts per kilogram for 24 minutes 6 seconds. And there
was
were
that,
like 15 to 20 riders who did their power best that day.
On Jebel Hafid, like even Geoffrey Bouchard did 6.53 watts per kilo, and he was like in the bad position, so maybe he did even more watts per kilo because he was so far back in the group. And
yeah, like he started like really in really bad position to climb, so he performed even better than in Tour of Oman, where he already did a great performance.
Like people said, like already about Tour of Man, watts per kilo estimations that it might be too high. And then one of the examples was Bouchard, but today Bouchard, like again, like proved that he can do even better. And he finished third.
Because,
ahead of
I mean,
Seb Kuss.
if you don't really believe in the watts per kilogram for the day, you can see that Bouchard beat really good riders from a bad position. Like
Seb
he beat
Kuss,
Kass, he beat Luke Plapp, Bilbao, yeah.
Like pretty good
Pool,
guys.
So a lot of good riders. And like I think today there was also a bit higher watts per kilogram because they raced really hard from the bottom, maybe even harder than last year's.
Yeah, I think UAE Emirates like just full send it like from the first kilometer. Remco also
and then
said
because
in the post race interview that the first kilometers were super hard.
Yeah, and because everyone fell apart, the entire group with like 6 kilometers to go, everyone went full out from that point, so they all pushed big watts per kilogram compared to like last year's where I was like pacing at maybe 2 or 3 kilometers to go, and they maybe didn't even push their best watts per kilogram. So that's why a lot of riders probably set power best today. And it's not even that much higher than previous years. For example, Bilbao, 6.47 watts per kilogram today. Last year, he had 6.40 on Hafid. So it's pretty similar. Makes sense that he could perform at this level.
There are like some surprises from I didn't expect Joshua Tarling to finish 23rd. He's 80 kilograms and this is his first year as a pro after juniors, and he's a
he lost
time trial
only
specialist. classic specialist kind of, but not a climber.
Yeah, he also only 2 minutes 21, which is 10 seconds more than Tarame. It's less than Oscar Rodriguez, who's a decent climber. It's less than Simon Carter, who's also decent. Less than Thomas Kloak, who was great in Valenciana.
Yeah,
it's a great performance. He was already good on Jebel Jais, which is a shallow climber that suits him more. But this is even a step up from that, I believe. Like, he's really good.
Also, it's great to see Ben Zvihov to progress. Like, he was a mountain biker who had already, like, before road cycling, he pushed some great watts per kilo, and this is kind of his stage, low kilojoules for the climb, and he can push his best watts per kilo. And
he's kind of good in UAE too. Usually, he doesn't have the results, but 2 years ago, I think I remember he rode really well as a domestique there. He didn't get results, but he was pretty strong there already. So it's maybe his kind of race.
Yeah, he also was already good in Tour of Oman. Like, he's like Geoffrey Bouchard, but German version of him. Also 29,
and not quite as good.
Yeah, Bouchard is 30, so yeah, both are kind of old. Yeah, but thing also, like, Remco Evenepoel is riding like Miguel Indurain. He's like pacing.
Yeah, it's the same tactics.
Setting a hard pace, so no one attacks, and it's great for high watts per kilo because it's a steady pace, high tempo, and then Adam Yates even attacked, so it's even a record time, and Remco has motivation to chase Adam Yates, so it's even better watts per kilo. So
yeah, it's definitely a perfect conditions. It's really a lot like Indurain back in the day. He also always set the tempo, and usually someone attacked him and gained a few seconds, but most riders dropped us. I mean, it was really similar to this we saw today, and in the end, Remco and Indurain both wrapped
Remco
up the GC
also,
usually.
Probably Remco didn't care because he was 74 seconds ahead of Adam Yates in GC.
Yeah.
And he was like...
Because he paced immediately when Yates attacked. Like, he went immediately to the front. There was he didn't settle like Pogacar always does. Like, Pogacar always just sits on Yates. And that's also why they usually probably perform at low watts per kilo, because Yates is not going to pull full for 15 minutes with Pogacar in the wheel.
Yeah, because Pogacar was already ahead of Yates in GC.
Yeah.
But this time, Luke Plapp was 9 seconds behind Evenepoel, but okay.
Yeah, but he dropped really pretty early, after Yates' attack.
Yeah, Remco just did his thing, what he did already in Vuelta or in San Sebastian, where he just paced hard as possible
and Norway
everyone.
As well.
Oh, yeah, Norway too. Yeah.
Always when he's in good shape, he does this. And looking at Yates as well, he did 6.72, of course, today. In 2020, he did 6.62 on the climb. So he's probably improved a bit because he also attacked there early there. There was also headwind, so it's really similar conditions. Or maybe today they just paced hard at the bottom. It's both possible. So he's really at around the same level, maybe a bit better.
Yeah, it's like in Tour of Oman, they also did the Intermarché super hard the bottom of the climb, and then they started to pace also in the middle of climb, right arm, and then it's also good for high watts per kilo, and so they even broke the record in the headwind. How much it was? It was 12 seconds faster than Pogacar's time in 2011.
11 seconds. Oh, 11, yeah, it was 11 seconds faster, and Remco was 1 second faster than the previous record.
Yeah, this is promising for this year. Like, I already thought 2022 was insane by climbing performances, but in 2022, these high watts per kilo performances appeared only in May in the Giro in the Tour of Norway. And right now they are pushing in fucking January and February. J1 already did it.
Last year we had 5 performances above the red trend line in the entire year.
Yeah.
3 of which were from Remco. And this year we already have 2.5, I guess. It's 2 today and 1 from Jonas on stage 2 of Gran Camino was probably above, but we don't have the exact trend lines.
Like,
below
it's
10
about
minutes.
Like,
so that's 2.5.
Yeah. Well, let's say three.
It's very likely it will be above. So it's probably like already, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And the record in the 20th century is 6, being in 2000. So they're probably going to break that this year. In the 90s, they, of course, had seasons where they were like 15 or something. But yeah. Yeah, I think 1996, I have 18. But there's not. I probably don't even have everything from those years. So
yeah,
they are not gonna match that. But it's clear that there's an increase in tempo in the peloton, the climbs, definitely in the last few years, especially in the early years. Like 2016 in Tour of Oman, they did like 6.3, 6.4 for 50 minutes and to won the race.
Yeah,
like,
and Lotsenko won the race.
Riders are just much better all year round.